Well, Australian shares have surged on hopes that Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine could be available next month or early next year. I spoke earlier to our senior business correspondent. Peter Ryan, good afternoon. How significant is this potential vaccine in an economic sense?
Well, good afternoon, Sally. This is hugely significant, and it was hard to restrain the euphoria on global markets overnight. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average soared more than 5% at one stage. Pfizer, not surprisingly, was the pin-up stock, up more than 10% at its German partner BioNTech, 15%, with big gains for travel airline stocks as well as oil companies, given the demand could rise if global industry kickstarts. Here, the All Ordinaries Index was sharply higher at the open, up just 1% in late morning trade, so a bit less enthusiastic. But the optimism was seen the most in Qantas, not surprisingly, which surged more than 10%. Qantas, like other global airlines, has been hurt badly by lockdown restrictions and border closures, burning $41 million a week just to keep basic operations going, having stood down 20,000 staff.
So what about the longer term, Peter? What's the view now with this potential vaccine in play? How long will it take for the economy to bounce back?
Well, Sally, even if the vaccine is 90% effective, it has to be peer-tested, then manufactured and distributed. So no easy snapback, but it does mean the best-case scenario of having a vaccine comes into play. Last week, we saw the Reserve Bank saying that gross domestic product could rise by 6% by June next year, but that's after a 7% contraction earlier this year. And while the jobless rate will peak at a better than expected 8%, a lot of things still have to go right to get people back to work, millions of people out of work around the world. But this lunchtime, we have a possible health solution, and that's critical to an economic recovery.
Peter Ryan.